When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Pia likes the lights, you guys.
It's the first thing I saw, and I'm like, damn it. I'm already in my head about the likes. Okay.
No, the lights.
No, I know, but then I said like.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
And I didn't catch it.
Sorry, Emily and I are.
We're screwed.
Emily and I have offline had a conversation about how much we say like, and we are trying our best not to say it, and I immediately said it.
And I didn't even clock it, damn it. I didn't even clock it. No, it's really hard. And as I'm talking right now, I'm thinking, don't say like. And it's very difficult.
I started malfunctioning when
I
did.
I'm concentrating so hard right now. I almost said I'm like. You know what it is too? When we say, and I was like, and she was like, we don't need to say like. We could say, and I thought, and exactly. I said. But it just rolls off the tongue, and it's such a bad habit. But we are aware. So that's why if we start malfunctioning, then this is why. Because we're trying not to say it. Okay. Both these episodes, I felt, were not that meaty. And mm-hmm. I will allow it on Miami. Because Miami's not really – it doesn't need a ton of stuff. You could just be entertained watching them. But Beverly Hills, we got a filler episode last week. Remember?
Yeah. No. I fully thought that this was going to be we're ramping up. And we got that
In the middle.
Yeah, in the middle.
With the fight with Anna Marie and Crystal, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. That part was the most exciting part of the whole episode. And then it took another little lull at the end. But you know what? Okay. I feel like next week we're definitely going to.
Well, we better.
Yeah.
Because we've been liking this season. And I've seen a ton of people say that they don't like this season, that they think
really?
It's boring. Yes. So many people saying they think it's boring. We have not been those people. We've enjoyed it. But if they keep this damn pacing up and we have to watch any more of this esophagus shit, then I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
I do appreciate Crystal showing up. I do appreciate that. So Anna Marie is good for that at least.
Right. This
Activating
is the most
Crystal.
You know, I've been saying that Crystal had to step it up this season, or I don't understand why she's on the show because since she's been cast, I like Crystal, don't get me wrong, but she just wasn't giving us enough. Mm-hmm. And seeing this, I feel like she has just finally gotten comfortable and now we can she's ready to go. She's ready to be activated and I loved it. When she called Anna Marie a bitch, I said, yes, Crystal.
I loved it. And then Kyle's confessional, she says, we wanted her to find her voice, but calling her a bitch at a black tie event wasn't it. I was like, speak for yourself.
You weren't even there. Wait, was she standing there? I can't remember.
Oh, she might have been.
I can't. Kyle.
She might have come up maybe? Maybe she, no, I think she did. Because okay. they cut to her doing one of her classic Kyle faces, you know, where she's, you know, she loves to have a face moment. She and knows they're going to use it.
She is aware of where the camera is. She was like, catch me in here.
Yeah, she stood right next to Sutton and was doing the thing. She loves to look back and forth.
Right.
In a scene. She loves to be like, oh my God, what are you guys doing?
Because it is a way to keep that antagonistic argument going because then the other people that are in the argument can feel that. And it does start. And I think it worked because it was ramping them up. It really was ramping them up, which I do appreciate. So I know what you're doing, Kyle.
Good job, Kyle.
Yeah, I know what you're doing, Kyle. But it is necessary because that was the most exciting part of the whole episode.
And that's not good. That's very much not good. The episode starts with Kyle goes over to Sutton's, and poor Sutton didn't have any food. If you looked at my fridge, you would think I didn't eat either because I always order food. I rarely have groceries ever. I stopped lying to myself is what happened. Although Hungry Root sponsored the pod, and Hungry Root's the shit because
what is
you,
that?
Okay, it's a meal delivery service, but it's more to me, it's more like groceries and ready-made foods. Like a lot of meal delivery services, you have to actually cook the food because it's, you know, here's this meal you're gonna make. And I hate cooking. I can do it, I just hate it. It's not my happy. I don't want to clean up, I don't want to do any of that.
When you're hungry, you just want to eat. No one's trying to
and
do
that's
all
it
that.
Yeah, but with Hungry Root you can pick the prep time or the cook time. So I pick like ready to eat, and I can get some like ready to eat stuff that's healthy and a bunch of snacks.
Nice. And
so, I know the Hungry Root I like, but for the most part, I don't have food in my fridge. It's all empty and Diet Coke.
my fridge is mostly just packed with beverages.
Beverages,
and it's very rare that it's full of groceries. It's, if anything, it's probably filled with like leftover takeout or something.
Yes.
Sean had two of his oldest friends come. They're a married couple, and they were staying at our apartment just for like a night. But I didn't want them to come and think that we were still like...
You like staged the fridge?
I did. I went downstairs to...
I respect that, Pia.
Yeah. I live above
I would have done the
Fresh.
Same, actually. I would have done the same thing,
I
actually.
I stocked that. You would think that we cooked. I had that shit. I had snacks. I had... The fridge was full. I was fronting hard, and now I have shit. I don't even eat some of that stuff. I just wanted to. It was a prop.
You stage directed your fridge.
Right. I really did.
I respect that, though. I think I would do the exact same. If I actually had someone coming to stay with me, they can't. What are they going to do? They're going to have, there's no food in there.
Yeah.
So. But they got to have some snacks.
There was no way I was going to let them go like away and be like, wow, they are living like college students.
Exactly.
We are.
My fridge does have that energy to it. When you open it, it's bachelor pad for sure.
Oh, like it's sometimes I'm like, are we okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, I love ordering food, and I stopped because what I used to do was I would buy the groceries, lying to myself, I'm going to make all this food, and then for some reason, going to the grocery store makes me want to order food more. I'm like, I already did my food thing for the day. I'm just going to order food now.
It's exhausting.
It's tiring.
I just did all this shopping and I'm hungry. Like,
and I don't want to cook this stupid food that I thought I was going to eat because I'm trying to be healthy.
Right. I'm already thinking about what I'm about to get after this podcast because I'm not making anything.
No. So rather than have that expense on top of the delivery stuff, I then just said, fuck it.
Yeah. So,
wow. Sorry about that, guys. Another tangent. But you know what? I think a lot of people can relate. So I hope it's not too bad. Anyway, Mauricio was in Mexico City and then like Aspen or something. I can't remember what Kyle said, but Sutton is not buying it. And Sutton's confessional is you show up for your wife and your wife's dead friend's family.
I'm not laughing at obviously Kyle's friend being dead, but she Sutton emphasizing it that way.
And she like looked at the and paused and then friend's family. Okay. Jeez.
I'm like, but she's not lying.
Mm-mm. She is not lying. And then when we find out, I think it was the after show maybe. Yeah, I think it was the after show where Kyle said she was worried it was going to look like, oh, you know, Mauricio's not supporting me. But actually he just had this long-standing trip planned or whatever. And I still was like, well, then why did you plan it for that day?
That is a good point. I'm on Sutton's side. Was it a work trip or was it?
Yeah, exactly.
If it was a work trip, I can understand not being able to reschedule because, you know.
Well, that's what it was.
I wasn't
for
sure.
For the agency.
I feel like sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've seen how they run the agency, you know. It's like a party.
And also, at the end of the day, Mauricio owns
the
agency. Is the
owner.
Right? So I do think because of how much this has affected Kyle, her friend committing suicide, he needed to move heaven and earth to make it happen. Even if he, like, they're super rich, right? I can't do this, but he could have easily flown just for the few hours and caught a red eye and flew back to wherever he was. Like, I'm sorry, make it happen. Like, this would be putting in effort, showing Kyle that you are committed to being with her and being in this marriage. He needs to show some gestures here if he wants to save this marriage. But I don't think he does. I don't think he cares.
He doesn't. That's why we don't feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad. You know how I feel about Kyle, but I am getting pleasure in her fucking with Mauricio. Mm-hmm.
Same.
Because he deserves it. He really does.
And it also is really showing just how much she's protected him all of these years on the show, because we would have never known. I mean, they've had some scenes here and there where he's traveling and working a lot, and she's traveling and working a lot, and she wishes they would, but nothing to really raise a red flag at all. So she has been protecting him, and she's done protecting him.
I'm glad.
Me too.
Be done. He does not deserve it. He does not deserve it.
And when she – and clearly Mauricio was the issue for her and Kathy because now the girls, the sisters are reunited because Kathy's like, I knew it.
Right.
Never liked him. We find out that in Ojai, Anna Marie licked Sutton's armpit.
I did not like the game they played. I would not be doing any of that shit.
I agree. I'm not licking a toe. I'm not licking an arm. Why?
I don't want anybody to do that to me either.
Don't even think about it.
Why? I just don't understand that game. That game was weird. Kyle's game was weird. She was just testing things out with the girls, things that she's thinking about
doing.
This
was like a custom game that Kyle created on the show. Just some weird shit. Sutton obviously wants Anna Marie to leave her esophagus alone. A fun bonus to taking notes on this particular season is I know how to spell esophagus now. Because how would you spell esophagus off the top of your head?
Fuck, I'm so bad at spelling. Okay. E-S-A... Wait, E-S-A...
You're already wrong. Yeah, exactly. Damn. That's what I thought. I couldn't figure it out. It's E-S-O-P-H-A-G-U-S.
Esophagus.
Yeah, exactly. So after so many times getting it wrong, I'm like, oh, now I can spell it in a spelling bee for when I go to a spelling bee.
Yeah, no, you set me up for failure. I got
out. It's because it's a really hard word.
I can't spell for shit, Emily. I got out on the... in a spelling bee once on the first fucking word, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Do you remember how you spelled it?
Yes, I do. It was B-U. I was in fourth grade, but I still should have known. I spelled beautiful. I spelled it B-U, and they were immediately like, no.
Like, bye, get out.
I'm so sorry.
That's funny. In fourth grade, I won the spelling bee with just my class. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was like regionals, I don't know, like against other schools. And I also got out on the first word. I got up on that. I don't remember what the word was. But I started, they were like, that is incorrect. And I just walked off. And then later at PE, this little fucker, Carlos, was behind me. And he goes, hey, girl that sucked in the spelling bee.
That is so rude. Carlos.
Fuck
Carlos,
him.
Where is Carlos? Is a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
B-I-T-C-H. Bitch.
And I turned around, and he was like, and you turned around.
Kids are cruel.
Core memory, clearly. Core memory. I think that was the same day I got my period.
Oh, he stressed you out that much that he caused you to have your period. That's
and it was
crazy.
Hot. It was a hot day. We were, you know, PE's always outside on the asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad day. Anyway, okay. This is where it kind of gets – so many FaceTimes happen in this episode.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, kind of lazy. Yeah. Honestly, like, make them go to lunch or something. I don't know. Or wait till they're all together to talk about it. But having these scenes where they're – Crystal and Garcelle face about the Anna Marie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Crystal – I'm here for Crystal being messy. And she goes, well, when she introduced herself to me, she said she was a doctor. So if that's what you're willing to lie about, what else are you willing to lie about?
I agree,
okay,
though.
Okay, I'll take it.
Crystal was making some great points there because it's – I can't – Anna Marie has already, in real time in a conversation prior to this episode with Crystal, just straight up lied. Like when at last episode when she said that she didn't say eating disorder, and Crystal was like, no, you literally just 2 seconds ago said eating disorder. And she was like, no, you just said it. Anna Marie.
Oh, that was.
I cannot trust her.
That was crazy.
That was really crazy to me. That was crazy.
Because she was so, like, what's the word? She was so sure of herself when she said, that's not my word. You said that.
Yeah.
It was very effective gaslighting because it did make me feel, if I would have been Crystal, I would have been like, did I?
Right. Like, did I hear it? Like, I mean, obviously that was what she was implying. That was very clear. But yeah, if I was Crystal, I'd be like, I know she's implying it. Am I just using that word? And did I accidentally?
Yeah. That's like, not my word. That's your word. Oh right. My God. You just said it.
Right.
If she had an eating disorder.
But that's why when we do get later into the episode to their Crystal and Anna Marie's fight, that's why I fully am on Crystal's side with her saying that she did introduce herself that way, because Crystal, I do think that she actually has a very clear recollection of things. And she also, as we've seen in the past, she has a really extensive vocabulary. So me would have maybe confused, what's it called? What is Anna Marie?
She's a nurse anesthetist.
I would have confused it for anesthesiologist. Because I just have never heard that word. But I fully believe Crystal would know the difference.
Yes. Soda.
So that's why I do believe she said that. That is why I'm saying that, because I actually do trust that Crystal, if any of the other girls, including Garcelle, I would maybe have doubt that maybe they misheard, but I do not with Crystal.
Mm-mm. Especially since she wanted Crystal to go to med school. She's aware. She's not the one. Okay.
No, out of anybody, I believe Crystal, and I also, we saw in a few episodes back at Crystal's Taco Tuesday party, Crystal is very good at not saying something if she's not sure. So like when she stopped herself because she did not want to say it incorrectly. So these are just things for me that make me believe Crystal.
Okay. Period. Then we get a scene, though, at one point with Crystal and her brother that really – I love these moments, but they dragged it on a little long.
I know. I was like, I don't really care.
All that happened was he's going to go live part-time in Asia, and admits he needs some distance from them. Okay. Yeah. But it went on and on and on.
Yeah.
Mauricio and Kyle drive to the homeless, not toothless event. I'm sorry. It's the dumbest name.
It is.
Because you have to think about it too much. Because you're like, wait, are they homeless or are they toothless? Or they're not supposed to? It's not great. It's not great at all. Homeless, not toothless.
I have so, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I have a lot of questions about what this foundation actually does. I'm so serious because
people looked into it. There was a lot of issues with it.
I don't understand. So is it that they're literally giving them new teeth?
And then are those teeth they're going to fix later? Because you know how you have to keep getting them redone?
Okay, that's my point. So you can't just give somebody teeth and then go put them into the world, because those teeth will need maintenance. And I don't know. So my question is it actually giving teeth, or is it just providing dental service, which I think is a better idea than actually just giving people teeth if you're not going to, like, you know, continue.
No follow up. They're like, good luck.
And I also
hope you can find the money to fix them later.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to be rude. But immediately the name makes me picture a bunch of homeless people on the street with big ass veneers.
Yes.
And creeps me the fuck out.
And I'm like, wait, why wouldn't we just give them homes?
Correct.
You know, so they're all out there without any houses, but they've got real nice teeth.
Yeah, really expensive.
Very
veneers.
Confusing.
I don't know.
Yeah. So you leave them unhoused? That's what you do?
And the thing is, I definitely understand dental care is very important. It does. If you don't take care of your mouth, your teeth, it can
other health
kill
issues.
You.
Totally. Yeah,
which is why I would be more on board if it was just dental care.
Like, that's why the homeless, not toothless is not the, it's not the name.
And maybe that is what it is, but that's not what it sounds like.
But that's not what it sounds like. I'm the same as you. I'm envisioning them bringing in an unhoused person, giving them veneers, and then letting them go
let
right
them
back out there.
Loose on Santa Monica. Like, that's what I
agreed.
They bust them, put them under, and ship them back. That's what I – good luck. Do they give them a toothbrush to clean them? How are they cleaning the veneers?
This is my issue.
Will it lead to infection?
I have so many questions.
I don't know.
It seems like they've not thought it through.
I actually think that the homeless people could sue if
and there's a class action lawsuit against
homeless
not toothless
people that have been negatively affected by this organization need to group band together. Is there a lawyer, a class action lawyer listening?
If you're ever out and you see an unhoused person with veneers, ask them if they would like their number to a lawyer to get in touch and talk about suing homeless not toothless for this.
And you know what? Then they can use that money to be homed.
Be homed.
And they have teeth.
And they have teeth. Okay, so fine.
That's the loophole.
There we go.
What is this, honey?
Who doesn't want to be that person that always smells good? I want that to be my reputation. Ugh, Emily, she always smells amazing. This is partly why I use Lumi. Lumi is a whole body deodorant. So down in a bikini area, sometimes it can smell not the way it should. It's not the vagina's fault, okay? It's actually just body odor. So I use Lumi in places that I can sometimes tend to have an odor. It is clinically proven to be effective for up to 72 hours. I do hope you shower in that time frame though. But Lumi was created by an OBGYN because she gets so many women walking into her office saying, something's wrong down there. And she's like, actually, it's literally just body odor. So she created this one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. And a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code SHESPEAKS at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. I also love their body wash. Nothing makes me feel odorless like the body wash. I like it in the clean tangerine and the peony. Love. So good. Better than any body wash I've ever had. And then, of course, when I get out of the shower, I'm hitting it up with the whole body deodorant. It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. pH balanced for safe use below the belt. And it is clinically proven to control odor better than just a shower alone with soap. But if you're using the Lumi body wash, you're really covered. 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level of 6 out of 10. With Lumi, the average odor level is a 0 out of 10. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, 2 free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, and deodorant wipes as well. And free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code SHESPEAKS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code SHESPEAKS.
To quote the ancient African proverb, I said what I said.
I have very expensive taste. I have no business having expensive taste, but that's why I love Quince. Because Quince is luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high quality items at prices that are within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They do this by partnering directly with top factories. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love it. I've purchased the best yoga pants I've ever had. No see-through when I bend over. Quality, they kind of hold me in a little bit. And my day robe. I freaking love my day robe so much. I wear it way too often, but it's just perfect for when I'm not fully ready to get dressed in actual clothes. And I feel like chic. Give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/shespeaks for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/shespeaks to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/shespeaks.
Not well, bitch.
But Kyle's given Mauricio a taste of his own medicine. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this already. We saw her Oh, I forgot to mention this. Last after show, when Kyle was so awkward talking about how she's not protecting him anymore, talking mm-hmm. about the social media stuff.
Yeah.
She said, because Erica didn't know what to say in her in the after show, because she no one's sure what they're allowed to say. So Erica was like, oh, honey, I don't know what I'm allowed to admit to or acknowledge. She said, I saw that you're not protecting him. You're giving it to him, like in that scene in the opening. And Kyle said, well, yeah, because something with the social media thing had just happened.
Mm.
So she, I don't think it was something with social, I think it was something worse, but right. She's legit punishing him right in front of our eyes, knowing with the camera here, what are you going to do about it? Because I swear, Mo looked right at one of those GoPro cams in the car and thought, okay, can't say much because there's a little camera right here.
Right.
But he was going to be an asshole. You could see his face. He was shocked. And shocked, which is, it's just sad, because if he has this tendency, according to Kyle, of not telling her, yeah. what his travel plans are, and now here she is not telling him what her travel plans are, and you can tell he would probably always get mad at her mm-hmm. if she did that,
yeah.
but now she's doing it on camera so that he can't say shit.
Listen, I it took me not that long to understand what Kyle was doing initially in the beginning of the season yeah. with Mauricio. At first,
it was just jarring.
It was jarring because we just had never seen their dynamic. So
exactly.
Yeah. So at first I was like, why is Kyle being a brat? Like, I don't mm-hmm. understand it. Da, da, da. And then as I processed it, I was like, no, she has every right to start outing him.
Yep.
To it's not bratty. I mean, I think maybe it kind of started
There's a yeah. juvenile essence. No,
it was a little juvenile, but I feel like she's finally just being like, you know what? No, I'm just going to give you the same energy you give to me. Period.
There it is.
I like it.
When they get to the carpet, Mauricio starts making some jokes and Kyle goes, oh, okay, what's in that drink? Is it weed or alcohol? I can't remember. Well, it's very rare that someone is drinking THC.
Yeah, I mean, who?
Very rare.
I mean, I've had.
It's a thing. It's a thing. THC infused cocktails.
Yeah, I mean, I've had them that I've gotten at like mm-hmm. the MedMen or whatever. But those are, you don't like drink. Like those are just to like, take like a little shot of it. Like it's not. I feel like you don't.
It was clearly a cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay. But Kyle says it every. Her makeup, by the way, though, looked. I thought her wet hair look and her makeup was gorge for this
yeah.
event.
Yeah, like, it was
stunning. But she says that everyone is starting to analyze and watch mm-hmm. every little thing they do when they go to Absolutely. Events now. And what a weird feeling, because you have to do the step and repeat and mm-hmm. posing in front and knowing that everyone's watching every little move and
right.
they feel so tense.
Yeah.
You know, when he goes, okay, you take some by yourself, and just walks away. It's just, oof, you guys don't like each other.
Yeah. I truly think that they're waiting till Portia is out of the house. That's
well, not anymore. They're separated.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I was thinking like before they get like a full
mode,
you know, like we're really calling it quits. Because I know they're separated, but I truly think that they know that they're going to divorce. But I feel like they're not going to admit it until Portia is out of the house. I feel like she wants to keep that.
How old is she? 17 now? Is her last? Is she a senior?
I think she's. Is she 16? I think she's 16. Because did we have a birthday party this?
Well, that would have been last year. So that's what I'm thinking by
oh,
now.
Oh, shoot. You're right. She might be 17. She might be 17.
Yeah.
I'll look that up later.
I don't know. I feel like that would be torturous.
It absolutely would be. I agree. I mean, That was just my theory, because I truly think that they are completely done with each other. And I'm like, why are you waiting? Or are you waiting for the season to be done? And
well, I wonder if they're waiting to legally divorce for legal reasons. Because you know how Mauricio is being sued and all that stuff? Like, oh, he got in trouble.
True.
He got busted. That was, like, truly no – you know that lawsuit, right?
I didn't look into it, so I don't really know the details of it.
Okay, so – He was hired to sell this huge mansion. The numbers are like $20 million that they're talking, right? He sold it to someone that sold it for even more, and Mauricio got some of that profit. So the original seller sued Mauricio saying that you short sold, or whatever it's called, you undersold the property so that you could, your friend could sell it and get more.
That's, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I learned that on Million Dollar Listen. You cannot do that.
Mm-hmm. No. It's a thing. No, it is a thing.
Because they sell to their friends all the time, and or sometimes they have, and they have to, first of all, they have to disclose that.
Yes.
There's so many. You have to be super.
And I'm sure I'm messing up the terminology, but that is the essence of it. And the original seller was like, "I see what you fucking did."
That's messed up.
Yep. Sutton. Okay, wait. I don't know if I want to get too deep into this, but Sutton and Garcelle and Erica talked about how she has a magical pussy.
Why did I miss that?
Wait, okay, what? You know what? I don't need to torture anyone else with it. They talked about it. That's it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Okay. Because I don't – nope. No, thank you. I cannot – Sutton is someone I cannot imagine in any sort of sexual situation.
I actually can't either.
At all. Like, I can put Garcelle in one. I can put Erica in one. I can even put Dorit in one, kind of. But Sutton, I can't even picture it. And I don't want to –
There are some people that I truly don't believe have sex.
Yeah. I can't even imagine it.
There's no way.
Nope. But Sutton is on a war path when she gets to this event. She says, "You don't talk about my body behind my back. My body. My body. My esophagus." And Anna Marie walks up. Erica is like scared. Erica goes, "Oh no." Sutton goes, "Don't be scared." And Sutton says they need to talk now. And when Anna Marie starts talking, Sutton does an amazing Southern, "No, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am."
I love when she gets super Southern.
Oh, me too.
I love it.
That's her at her best. It's unmatched. But then Anna Marie goes, "I don't yell, but I will match your tone." And Sutton goes, it's very quiet. I'm not yelling. You were a little bit. You were just a little bit.
She was. But that's as she should, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't mad about it.
Mm-mm.
But sometimes you don't realize.
But then Anna Marie, though, she flips it. She goes, "So you're lying." Okay, she's not lying. Okay.
That's not. I hate her so much. Anna Marie is getting to a point for me where she's being like a person that's no longer on the show that we will not name. She's getting real close to that for me. She's getting real freaking close. She is starting to trigger me. Mm-hmm. She is really trying to. I cannot stand her. She is triggering me.
Right?
Because it's just like, that's not something that you say that someone's lying about. Like, if you say,
that's not it.
Yeah, like if you told me right now you're yelling, in my head, I'm not. I'm just passionate. But
yes.
But
it's not a lie.
Right. Like, I guess I am, but like, that's to me not yelling. Yelling for me is, I'm just really passionate right now.
Yes.
So that's a weird thing to be like, "See, you're a liar because you just lied about that." No, you're a liar, Anna Marie.
You're a liar.
Because, Anna Marie, because you told Crystal you didn't say the eating disorder thing, and not 2 seconds later, you did. Like, that's a lie.
That's a lie. Sutton goes, "So this is my third lie?" "Yes, your third lie." Erica, "What were the first two?" Erica, getting
that
in there.
I needed her to do that.
Because tell us all.
Yeah.
In this group setting. She said her doctor told her it's okay to take gabapentin and drink alcohol. Okay, we've all Googled it by now.
Yeah.
It's been posted repeatedly on social media. It says it on Google.
It's highlighted.
Just going to make you a little tired.
And it is highlighted, too. So you can't miss it. And Crystal was not lying. If takes 2 seconds to Google it. All this, like, all this research, Anna Marie, and talking yes. to all her medical professional friends.
Yes, exactly. That only medical professionals know about.
Exactly. I hope those medical professional friends don't slap her with a cease mm-hmm. and desist and don't let her name them, because everybody's going to start questioning their license. They are. I'm not going. They are. She is going to single-handedly tank all of her friends' medical businesses with mm-hmm. all this misinformation. Defamation. Lies.
Defamation. All of it.
I don't know why I'm so sue happy tonight. Today.
I know, right? We're just trying to get everyone sued. But Sutton goes, which he did. And Anna Marie goes, I am a board-certified nurse anesthetist. She couldn't wait to get that out. She kind of, mm-hmm. I feel like she loves to say board certified nurse anesthetist. I don't think there's any other way to be a nurse anesthetist other than being board certified, just so yeah. we're clear. I don't think that's a thing you can call yourself unless the board certifies you.
And Sutton starting goes, to question it, though, at this point.
Yeah, argue. Yeah. Sutton goes, we're going to talk about something right now. I have a board certified doctor, a GI, so I know what I have, and you said that I made it up. Anna Marie goes, I didn't say you made it up. And thank God Crystal was like, uh-uh, you said she lied. Flash to her saying, literally saying, I've known her for 5 minutes and she's already lied twice. They right. Right there. You yeah. said lied. You said it. You yeah. did.
Yeah.
I said what she said does not make sense medically. I hated the way she said that. I hated the way she said that
right.
to her. Don't. It's almost like she clapped. She almost had like, I don't like that.
She keeps thinking that if she just keeps saying that she has medical knowledge that.
Yes, that we're all going to shut up. You're right. That's she keeps using that. Like, but I'm the one who's a board certified. Okay, fine. Cool.
Haven't you, like, when you get, first of all, when you go to a doctor and they diagnose you with something, it's very common for people to get second opinions, because guess what? Doctors are not, like, yeah. are not perfect. Not perfect. So it's very possible that you just might be wrong in this situation, but that doesn't mean we don't think that you fucking went to school, bitch, but I'm about, like, but you've been
I'm
wrong.
I'm about
so,
to.
Yeah, you've been wrong so many times that I am now concerned for anybody that you are treating, because you don't seem to know what the fuck you're talking about, and you also seem to not want to know the actual truth, like get tunnel vision. That's also super dangerous, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Crystal goes, you lied, just say it. Anna Marie goes, Crystal, you were the one who said she had an eating disorder.
Lying bitch.
Thank God Garcelle goes, oh, no.
Yeah, and it is, thank God that there is that Garcelle was. Yeah, because it would have been that back and forth. I never said that. Like, we can just nip it in the bud. You did.
And then we see they showed how many hours and how many different people Anna Marie brought this up to. She kept bringing it up. The timestamps, it was actually like 4 hours, I want to say.
That's
Crystal
crazy.
Said 2 hours, but it was really long. And anyone who sat next to her, she would say, have you ever heard of a small esophagus? You're crazy.
First of all, that's really crazy to me that she's acting like it's not a small esophagus thing. It's not a thing. That's really wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Anna Marie says, I am trained to be a critical thinker. Crystal, didn't you want to go to med school? And as soon as Crystal said that to her back on the bus when they flashed to her saying that she wanted to go to med school, mm-hmm. but Rob wanted kids, which is kind of gross, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. They're happy. I think Anna Marie goes, oh, that's what it is. In her mind, she's created this whole
fake story.
And yeah. Anna Marie thinks that she resents her for having gone to med school and that this is all projection.
Anna Marie is just trying to – I think that she thinks that to be a housewife, you have to have an enemy within your cast. And I guess she thought she could do it with Sutton. And it's turning out that she's – I think she's starting to realize that she's made the wrong choice. And now she's trying to go after Crystal, I feel like.
And it's just, she's going after her. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I like it. So that's the only benefit to Anna Marie being here is that we do get to see a fully activated Crystal. Because because Crystal goes, oh, because she couldn't wait for this either. She goes, didn't you tell me you were an anesthesiologist when we met?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, she's been waiting on that. And Anna Marie goes, here we go downplaying my profession. And Crystal's response is, you're such a bitch. And I think it's brilliant. Sorry.
I don't agree with Kyle. I think it was a perfect, mm-hmm. perfect thing to say because honestly, everything that Anna Marie has been doing with this whole Sutton esophagus thing is bitchy. That is mm-hmm. the only way to categorize it. You're being a bitch.
Yes.
That, so, period.
Deserved.
Deserved.
Okay. Sutton says, you owe me an apology. And Anne Marie barely gives her one. She goes, I'm sorry for being inquisitive like anyone else in my fake profession would do.
Oh, she really thought she ate with mm-hmm. that, too.
Oh, she did. She goes, mic drop. Bye. Okay, into the ceremony. Of course, Dorit is panicked, her eyes all wide. They were what? There was fighting? And she frantically moves everyone's seating, even though mm-hmm. they're going to sit at the same table. It's not – okay.
Right.
Taylor Dayne opens the ceremony. Love Erica singing along very loudly. That is Erica's thing. She don't care.
I'm really enjoying Erica this season. I'm sorry.
I thought it was so cute when she met the little old lady with the pink hair that was like future Erica.
Yeah.
Goals.
Man, if you had told me when we started recapping in the beginning of the season that I would be enjoying Erica.
No, we were
this
looking
much,
right through her. We were like, we see what she's doing.
So, like, she is giving exact – I'm so – Her Rinalis is the best thing that has ever happened for her on this show, I feel like.
Her what?
Her Rinalis.
Rinalis. Yeah. No, it's true because Rinna and Erica together, no good. Erica by herself, it was – thank you.
Yeah.
After the ceremony stuff, they sit at the table and Sutton tells Anna Marie she didn't like her talking about – behind my back talking about my esophagus. And Anna Marie cuts her off and says, Sutton, I did not and I'm not going to let you continue that narrative. Well, no. See, sometimes that works because sometimes they are peddling a narrative that's bullshit. Like when Kyle and Dorit were trying to imply that Sutton had a drinking problem.
Correct.
That was an incorrect narrative. This is just facts.
Yeah. We wouldn't be talking about the esophagus if you wouldn't stop going to everyone, trying to convince everyone that she's making this up, like she's delusional, like she just... the accusation that Anna Marie has been peddling is a weird one because she's acting as if Sutton imagined going to the doctor and getting all these diagnoses.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's a lot of FaceTimes. Kyle FaceTimes Anna Marie. Erica FaceTimes Crystal. Garcelle FaceTimes Sutton. Lots of FaceTimes. And to be honest, we didn't even need any of these conversations. They could have just cut to Anna Marie FaceTiming Sutton.
Absolutely.
I didn't need to hear any of that.
I didn't need to see how the journey of Anna Marie figuring that she needed to talk to Sutton. I didn't need to know that. That could have been on the editing room floor.
Yeah. So this is kind of what was irritating about this episode. It was like clearly filler. Fillers were going into it. But Sutton answers and she's eating. She goes, I'm eating. I do eat. And Anna Marie says, I'm coming to you with my heart in my hands. Sutton goes, okay.
I loved that.
Loved. Give her nothing. Give her. And she says she's sorry for her part in everything that happened. And Sutton's like, part? You're the only part. I didn't do anything. I just have this medical condition that you for some reason don't believe, you dumb bitch.
I just had a thought. Because I too was with Sutton like, part. Like, are you implying that I need to apologize to you? But then I just thought right now, is she just saying my part because, as we know, I believe Kyle is the one who put her up to it. And she's like, well,
Kyle will never, ever own up to that.
Because, I mean, I don't think that she just started this on her own. I do think that Kyle egged her on with this.
You know that, Anna Marie thought that was her mission.
Yeah.
To prove that Sutton had an eating disorder. Because that's, or a drinking problem.
Yeah.
One or the other.
And Kyle is the one who brought her on the show, and she's been on the show successfully for the whole run. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kyle coached her and said, hey, I think if you want to stand out and secure your spot next year, this is something I've been thinking about. I think that she's been making this up. you have the medical knowledge. Push, keep pushing, keep pushing. I would not be like surprised. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. 24 hours later, they're in Spain. And we don't get the whole thing, but the fight with Anna Marie and Crystal continues with Anna Marie saying that Crystal told me that all of you guys were dumb and uneducated. I do appreciate Garcelle going, is that true? And Crystal saying, I'm insulted you would ask. I'm like, well, I think it's only fair to question that.
I think it's fair, and I also think that it's a possibility she said it, and I also don't think that it's that big of a deal, actually.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do think that Crystal said it.
I do, too. The thing is—
because Crystal said something like that last season, I think.
From the way that Crystal has always interacted with the ladies, she's always had an air if she thinks she's smarter than them. She's always trying to explain words to them. So I can absolutely see her have saying that. But I also, like, how many— – they've said way worse to each other. That's not really that bad. That's not big information to let out.
I really wish Crystal would have been like, I might have.
Yeah, that is the only thing. Don't deny it, because I definitely— –
I might have said that, guys. Sorry. I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was talking shit.
Sorry, hold on 1 second.
Pen. But then Anna Marie practiced this next line. Crystal, you should thank me for giving you something to talk about and making you relevant. She practiced that line.
Absolutely did.
And I know Crystal said something in an interview. Can't remember what interview at all, but one of the pressings they did, she said something about how some people come with prepared lines.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people. And I knew it was about that because it's just very clearly like a housewife read.
Yeah. There are so many housewives that they can't think off the cuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And but they when they prepare the lines, it just feels so forced.
We always know.
Yeah.
We always know.
Atlanta is still the best at just
freaking.
They can just go. I love just watching compilations
the volley, the back and forth, the reads. Oh my God.
Phaedra is probably my favorite compilation of reads.
Yeah, because hers have like a sing-songy quality.
And a story. I know this is really bad and it's really mean, but when.
When she read Kenya.
With the $5 pizza, which that
no people there's what's his name, Corey Bradford, is that his name? One of the best, you know those people that do the read-alongs or the talk-alongs.
Yes. I love those.
He did such an amazing one. I'll find it and I'll link it in this. I'm gonna write that down because it's so funny. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I do. I love those. Those are so good. And they're like above the laptop. It's usually like a laptop playing and then they're doing
it. Or they're in front of the TV whatever. Yeah. Or there's sometimes a green screen too that they just do it along with. I've been actually trying to do one. I've been trying to memorize.
I think you could do it.
I've been trying to memorize. There is in season 10 Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. No, season 9. 8. 8. Whatever. Charlie and Sheena go at it, and it's one of the best interactions because it's when Charlie says, Sheena, you think I need attention? Sheena, I'm not you. It goes back, and I'm almost there. But they're hard. I don't know how people do them so frequently. They're very hard.
You know what? They are very hard because the way that they're doing it too, it's not even just memorizing it.
They're acting it. They're performing it.
It's a full performance and it's so crisp.
Uh-huh.
They get every
every movement. I don't know how they do it.
Yes. I love seeing the mirrored movement.
Yes.
That is crazy. Actually.
It's art.
Because it's easy to, I can memorize.
I can memorize too. Watch it right
just,
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I can just say it back to you, but I would put my flair on it. Mm-hmm. It's much different to imitate. Mm. It's literally choreography.
Like, no, it is. Every hand gesture, everything. And they'll even do the ones like where it's just the reaction shots of other people. They'll even do those too. Yeah. They'll add those in. So I'm working on it, but they are hard. It's a muscle too because you have to memorize.
And it's much easier if you could see it, but they're not looking at it.
So they have had to rehearse it that many times.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it wasn't until I started trying to do it that I realized just how hard it was.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, this wouldn't be too hard because I practically have it memorized. But there's a when lot I want to of- I want to get all the hands right, I want to get the head right, it's very difficult.
And that is the art of creating content, because I sent you a voice memo. It's like when I was trying to do, you know, my content stuff, and I was just like, you make it seem so easy, because when I'm doing it myself, I feel like a crazy, because it is complicated. Even if you're trying to do story time and put your makeup on,
it's, oh no, that's too hard.
It is very hard, because I do weird things when I put my makeup on, but I'm also trying to think. And
then what I was, because I tried to do a get ready with me, I would start just doing my makeup. Uh-huh. And then forgetting to talk. And yes. I go, that's not what this is. It's supposed to be me doing, like, I can't do it.
Or I tried one that I actually posted, and I didn't even do my makeup. I started doing my eyebrow, and then I just started talking, and then I was like, I guess I didn't do anything, because I just start, because I, that's just, it's hard.
It's hard.
You have to think about what part, because you're not going to be telling a story continuously. You have to think, okay, this is a picture, this is a picture, this is a picture. And then you have to have a final result so people can feel like they went through the whole process with you. That's not a natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I might make it look easy, but that's all editing.
Yeah.
I record, and then I have to start and stop again. And I just have to go whatever, but yeah.
The rumors, the nastiness about her.
You know when you plan your week out and you go grocery shopping and you're shopping for a person who doesn't exist, a person who loves just eating proteins and veggies or is going to cook every single meal? That's not me. But this is why I like Hungry Root. Hungry Root is a meal delivery service, absolutely, but they have groceries and they have very customizable meals. Like, I don't like cooking, so I select to only look at meals that have like 5 minutes or less prep time. So when I get all my meals, they're meals I'm gonna make. They're healthy. I also can get groceries. I can get desserts, but they're all these healthy alternatives of food I would be eating normally, all right there in the aisles on Hungry Root. You take a very fun short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know you, your goals, how you like to eat. They'll ask what flavors you like, what kitchen appliances you want to use, all that stuff. And then they'll keep your needs and preferences top of mind and start building your cart with delicious recipes and all your grocery needs for the week. But you can also customize your cart, and I kind of love doing that. You get a certain number of credits that you have to fill, and then you go through the aisles and select, okay, I have about 12 credits left. I can get two of these cute little dessert guys. I've been introduced to a bunch of brands I'd never heard of that I'm now obsessed with. Hungry Root goes beyond your weekly grocery haul with thousands of easy recipes that actually put your groceries to good use before they get forgotten about in the back of your fridge. The best part is Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Spend less time meal planning, shopping, and cooking, and more time enjoying healthy food that you'll actually love with Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering She Speaks Bravo listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/shespeaks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/shespeaks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Shut up! That is so stupid!
When I started podcasting, the last thing I thought I would be putting to use was the Shopify knowledge I gathered when I was trying to be a dropshipper. But Shopify is your no excuses business partner. You can sell without needing to code or design, and you can still show up exactly how you want to. You can customize your online store. There's all these flexible, gorgeous templates. A lot of powerful tools all built in. This program actually whips up content for you, like blog posts, product descriptions. That's huge. You can generate instant, frequently asked question answers, pick the perfect email send time. Plus, it's free Shopify magic for every Shopify seller. It also makes marketing simple. Shopify removes the guesswork with built-in tools that help you create execute, and analyze your online marketing campaigns. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. With our merch store for She Speaks Bravo, we were able to make it look exactly the way I wanted it to look. I didn't want it to look like your typical merch store. So we were able to customize the colors, play with the template, and Shopify kind of prompts you for all the things you didn't even think of. You know, you're like, oh yeah, discount code to sign up for emails, something like that. And Shopify has the best customer service. When I was trying to set up my online store a couple years ago, I asked them seemingly stupid questions. They were so nice. They were always very helpful. And that's vital when you're overwhelmed, you know? And I don't know if you realize, but Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, millions of other entrepreneurs of every size from across 175 countries. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/she speaks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/she speaks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/she speaks.
Enough!
All right, well, I usually start with Miami, but I started us with Beverly Hills. I didn't even think about that.
I was like, are we doing Miami? Oops. I wasn't sure.
Sorry, guys. I got us on, I usually, whatever. Fine, we'll talk about Miami.
This is your podcast. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want. Okay, I'll put the timestamps anyway. So there we go. Okay, both Julia and Kiki are walking in swim week. As Julia has not done a fashion show in forever, Kiki actually got started in swim week, and we finally get some backstory on Kiki because she's said some things here and there. We've had moments with Kiki where we're curious, but now we find out that her parents kicked her out at 15 because she was modeling swimwear. So
sad.
I know. She found herself in Miami and started modeling. And
especially Miami is a wild place. I could never live in Miami.
Miami is fucking wild.
Just being there for a weekend or a week is already exhausting enough. It's wild.
Yeah. And people in Miami are wild.
Yes. Like, it's a very...
I only know that because when I worked at Soho, the Miami house members would come in and you would know. No, they're crazy.
No, it's...
They're the ones that have the sunglasses on all night long and are fucked up. And there's just a very specific energy to Miami. So, yeah, that's a lot. Okay. Gertie and Russell go to dinner. This is kind of a pointless scene, but she's so determined not to get a third surgery or a mastectomy. And I can't remember where she is in her journey, but she did. I don't know if she got a third surgery or if she ended up going through chemo. But I don't think I've ever seen this perspective of someone who gets cancer. So as much as it's awful to watch, it is a new – I've honestly never seen anyone go through it. I've been fortunate that cancer – it did affect my aunt, but I wasn't around her during it. So I really didn't know all of the things. Like, it is almost a surreal thing that's happening to you.
Yeah.
And she just keeps getting bad news after bad news. Ugh, poor thing. Lisa and Jody go and look at a place that's a cute $5,387,000. And the realtor goes, is it going to be a cash offer or a mortgage? A cash offer. But she says she doesn't know because there's some sort of an agreement that she had come to with Lenny. But then they had a huge fight. Mm-hmm. And Jody looks like he's so exhausted. He goes, yeah. Did you notice that Jody, he kind of perma smiles when he talks. He doesn't really open his mouth too much. It's kind of weird. It's like all teeth when he's talking. Lisa goes, I don't want to live under Lenny's thumb anymore. But I do still need his support, you know, because we have children. I was married to him for 15 years. I go, you don't just want child support, girl.
Yeah.
You are looking for a payday.
The thing is, I do support, like, if you've been with somebody for that amount of time, I do think that she deserves part of his money. I feel like she's
looking for too much, honestly.
I do too. I mean, I'm sure he's trying to lowball her, but I think that she should be able to live in the same way she was living just because she lived that way for 15 years. To an extent. But I think that both Lenny and Lisa are not they're being delusional about what
exactly.
Yeah.
Like he's, I bet the more he lowballs, the more she highballs. I don't right, think that's the right terminology. So she gets insulted.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, I deserve X amount. And it's too much.
And I think because she is so hurt, rightfully so.
Yeah.
She wants to be the person that is in the headlines being like, she just had the biggest settlement. You know how some people like have gotten huge settlements from their wealthy partners? She wants to be that person.
Totally. Because she feels so stupid.
Right.
And right? Blindsided. That's so true. And so she goes, at least I can get something out of this. And honestly, if he was a good person, he would. But he,
right.
I still don't understand. He keeps saying that there's all these smoking guns. Like he tried to show these, I don't know if they were DMs or texts, but these messages allegedly between Lisa and her friend saying, Lisa saying, I'm going to go have an affair, my first affair or something. Who talks like that?
I don't know. Like I think that this man is just, he wants, I think that if he could, he would leave her penniless.
Penniless.
I really
do. But does he even want to deal with the kids? I feel like he was not really Mr. Hands-on Dad. So it's, what do you want to do? Just give her enough just to live so that when they go to her house, it's some tiny little place. I mean, she makes money on the show. So they get a good payout from the show.
I mean, I'm sure he gets off on. Also, it's like also probably like another way to manipulate the kids too, being like, look, mom doesn't have as much as I do.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And that's a thing I've heard that the wealthier parent does for sure.
I know, which I don't necessarily agree or believe, but what's her name? Travis Barker's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
Shayna Mokler. She was on a podcast recently, and she was talking about how that is one of the ways that Travis and Courtney isolate her from her children. Is she doesn't have all the shiny things that the Kardashians can provide her kids, introducing them to Kanye, buying them these labels. I can't do that. And, you know, I would feel bad for her if I also didn't know her checkered past. Like, I was like, I don't think you were really involved in your kids' life before Travis started being with Courtney.
They had that reality show, right? That was them?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
You saw her sleeping till...
All the time. Yeah, I watched that show.
I did too.
I watched that show. So it's also so weird to see Landon, because he was just a baby on that show. He's so cute. Be an adult now. But no, but that is what I feel like some people really do to their, you know, exes who don't have as much money.
Mm-hmm. Because he resents the hell out of Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, at the Swim Week fashion show, right away, Nicole kicks off and confronts Adriana and says, "What? I was not aware that there was some ulterior motive in bringing Anna." And Adriana does apologize. She said, "I should have told you." And Kiki genuinely in that moment realizes, oh my God, so Nicole really didn't know.
Yeah.
She goes, "You're going to need to clear this up."
Yeah.
Adriana, you fucked up. Kiki was like, uh-uh. Mm-mm.
No.
That was fucked up. I thought she knew.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Nicole knew there was bad blood. Because if Anna's telling her, watch out for Marisol, then you know she doesn't like Marisol. So there was an element of messiness to it.
Absolutely. But I think that I wish that Nicole had just been a little
more honest with that part. I knew she didn't. I knew that you guys weren't cool, but I didn't think it was like this.
Yeah, she did play a little dumb, and which I think that did cause Adriana and not Adriana, sorry, Alexia and Marisol to suspect her, because it's like, no, you already told us at the reunion.
So hey, she talked to you, yeah, totally. Yeah,
so I can understand that, but I also feel like Alexia just really wanted to be mad at her, and this was a good opportunity.
Very much so. Because Marisol, Alexia, Nicole, Adriana, Gertie, and Kiki go to talk.
Yeah.
Alexia and Marisol say, I do kind of see their point here in a way, because if Nicole really had no idea it would cause that much drama, she could have said, I'll tell Anna not to come. I want you guys to stay. Right? Yeah. Like she could have, but I think she was just so shocked by the reaction. But that could have been.
Yes, I think that that's what she should have done. And yeah. I'm going to forgive Nicole because to your point, I think that it was, they were so explosive.
Mm-hmm. That it's hard to take that in person.
And I also feel like they were so aggressive towards her that a part of her wanted to rebel and like, hey, well,
uh-huh.
You know?
There's that aspect for sure. Right. Because they were being so mean, fine, leave.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Alexia goes, everyone is going to know that you set it up. Just she was basically saying the audience. And we're going, no, that's not what we see.
You're kind of right. It was absolutely a setup. You weren't wrong about us, but you're wrong about who you're mad about the setup.
Exactly.
That's, yeah. And you're wrong about what the setup is, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, Larsa, and Julia join. And Larsa asks Adriana point blank, thank God, what was Anna coming to say? And Adriana says it. She said she was coming to talk about Alexia's finances.
I was shocked that she said that.
Agreed.
I thought she was just going to be like, I thought she was going to say she just wanted, I don't know what she wanted to say, but I know
she was
going to
say something. Yeah.
She wanted an opportunity to confront you guys. I thought she was going to be vague about it but apparently not.
Apparently not. Right? I know.
I was happy, though, because I didn't want it to keep dragging out. I was like, can somebody tell Alexia what's happening, please?
And Alexia pops off for maybe 5 seconds. And I don't know if it was just weird editing, because the editing did get kind of weird in this episode. And it's just over. And then finally, Alexia, too, is realizing, oh, that wasn't about Marisol. Because she kept saying, I'm here to protect Marisol. I'm here to protect Marisol.
Yeah.
And she goes, wait, what?
The realization was great. Realization was great. But she, the thing
this
is,
about Marisol.
I feel like she kind of told on herself because I feel like she immediately knew what she said, talk about my husband's finances. I was like, did anyone mention your husband necessarily?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, you're telling on yourself.
Finally, Alexia goes, okay, we're good, Nicole. Like, thank you.
Yeah, because she has to think about how she's going to protect what. They're trying to expose. So she has no longer has any time to put energy into being mad at Nicole. She has to start.
She got focus. On the,
yeah, she needs to focus up real bad because she was lucky that grenade didn't get dropped at the Mother's Day. Now she has a little warning because Adriana just can't keep a goddamn secret to save her fucking life.
Exactly. So Kiki's show, that's great. They're on the front row. It's fun. And they get on the bus to go to the after party. And for some reason, they're blocked in or something. Yeah. Marisol's the first to just get up and leave. Then Larsa, then Lisa, everyone but Julia and Adriana. And that's where I thought the editing was kind of strange because they should have at least given me maybe a time lapse to know how long they'd been sitting there because it seemed like not long.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, why didn't Kiki tell them, you can't leave? This after party is literally set up for the cast of Real Housewives of Miami. That's probably how she sold it and pitched it.
I think I can understand why she maybe didn't say it because before the fashion show, she said, please don't just leave. Mm-hmm. She had already asked that. So I think knowing myself, I'm not going to force you to stay and do something you don't want to do. But especially if I've already asked you previously, you don't want to do it. That's fine. I don't want you around, but I'm still going to be mad about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, it was odd. It was just odd. We get this weird visit where Alexia goes to Julia's farm and they talk about whatever. And Julia likes Alexia. She says, why didn't I discover you last year? Hello? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm kind of here. I'm here for the shakeup and dynamics. You know, I like a dynamic shakeup.
Well, they are on opposite couches at this reunion, Julia and Adriana.
Oh, this is going to be
they
good.
They've always been sat next to each other, and now they're on opposite couches, and Julia is next to Alexia.
Ooh, this is going to be good.
The first seats are Gertie and Larsa.
Mm.
I want Larsa just to keep making a fool of herself.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when she just says more ignorant shit, because Andy gets mad at her.
Yeah.
Like Andy snapped at her at the last reunion.
I did see a clip of that.
Yeah. So that was fun.
And then didn't she say ask for an apology from him at BravoCon or something?
No, they're at the reunion.
Oh, okay.
He was doing one of those stories that he does from the reunion, and he goes, I kind of lost my temper or yelled at someone or yelled at Larsa. And she says, do you want to apologize? Off camera, because he doesn't want to show anyone's looks.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm like, don't apologize. We have to watch Larsa and Marcus record their podcast.
Wait, what do they talk about? They seem so uninteresting.
I got to say, though, on the Traitors, are you watching Traitors? You got to watch Traitors.
So I saw a clip of Phaedra today, and I think I'm going to have to start watching.
She showed up. Spoiler for anybody, but Phaedra, do you know she's a traitor?
I figured it out. I saw something.
Yeah. She scared the shit out of those white people. I'll tell you that right now. They were scared. They thought they could do something, and Phaedra scared their life flashed before their eyes.
I think I'm going to have to watch. I don't understand the premise. Like, I kind of understand the premise of it, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I think I'm going to watch, because Phaedra, I just love her.
It's okay. There's a lot of games. Like, if you've ever done like a game night or something, there's games that are similar to it. Mm-hmm. So it's anonymous, but the host selects two people to be the traitors.
Okay.
No one knows who it is. They mm-hmm. all are either a faithful or a traitor. Mm-hmm. And then the goal for the faithfuls is to figure out who the traitors are mm-hmm. so that they can eliminate them. Because if you end up going to the final with the traitor can take all the money. So the goal is, because the traitors then pick a third, they get a recruit. So then there's a third secret traitor. So there's three traitors running around. No one knows who they are. They're all trying to figure out who it is. Mm-hmm. But the traitors murder people. So they're picking off faithfuls at the same time. So then they do this round table every time they have to eliminate someone, but they're trying to eliminate a traitor. So they pitch it like, I think you're a traitor because of X, Y, and Z. And then they vote, and whoever gets the most votes is gone. And so far, they've only eliminated faithfuls.
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I really wish I was a reality star, because this seems like right up my fucking alley. Mm-hmm. I love shit like this, like murder mysteries and stuff like that.
Well, last season they had some normals. They had some regular people, but they eliminated that this year, which is a bummer, because like my friend Donnie wanted to be on it. You mm-hmm. would be great on it. Yeah, no, this is a fun one.
Oh, man. I did a murder mystery on a cruise once. And I figured it out. Everyone thought it was me. And I was like, stop looking at me. I know who it is. It's that motherfucker right there.
And you knew.
I knew.
But what's hard is, because everyone has to agree on the vote, or enough people have to agree that they vote that person out. And so sometimes the person who's saying, I think it's this person, and it is, and that is, they're saying it's the traitor, some dumbass will be like, I don't know. I think it's that person. And then they get enough people to believe them. And then, yeah.
That's all fun, though, too. I love
it's
it.
So I'm, fun.
You
so
just sold,
fun.
Sold watching Traitors.
Boom. Super fun.
I'm excited.
There's really nothing else that happens in this episode. Gertie tells us that she scored a 29, which puts her in the chemo zone. Adriana records her song. Her song's a bop, by the way. She's going to try to do a concert in Mexico. Cool. But next time, Larsa is going to be yelling at Alexia. They're going to be fighting.
Yay!
I hope it's – because I'm sure – oh, my light went out. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Aw, how sad. Okay, good to know. The battery life isn't great. But yeah, I think it might be about the finance stuff, because I hope they bring it back up. I want Alexia to answer to whatever the finance stuff is.
Yeah,
Kiki throws something at Lisa too, and then she's like, "Don't ever throw anything at me again."
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready for both Miami and Beverly Hills. Like, let's go. I want to see this Crystal and Anna Marie fight. I cannot wait for it. I'm so here for it, because Crystal, you're earning your diamond this season, and I love it. Thank you, girl. And I can't wait for this Alexia and Adriana. Let's go.
Yeah, let's hurry the hell
go.
Up.
Oh my gosh. Also, did you see someone wrote in your comments on YouTube that we were saying Anna Marie's name wrong, but then I feel like they deleted it.
Yeah, no, we're not saying it wrong.
I know we're not, but this person came for us. They're like, at least know how to say her name correctly. It's not Anna Marie, it's Anne Marie. And I was about to comment, and you know I don't comment. And I was about to say, you are incorrect. Because Emily
went out of- Oh, did they delete it?
Yeah, I went back to actually, it's not, I don't freaking see it anymore. It was on, I feel like, either last week's or the week before's YouTube thing. And I straight up was going to, because I remember you made, because you're really good about this. Even if we don't like someone, we don't call people incorrect names.
I don't,
you're really big on that, and I was about to come light this motherfucker up,
and
I you know
it.
I because
I'm sure some I bet someone else messaged commented probably. Like no Sutton said her name, she goes, I'm the only one pronouncing her name right.
I was like,
Anna Marie,
I might not like her, but I'm not gonna say her name incorrectly on purpose.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. We know better.
Yeah,
and we remember during the whole Raquel Rachel of it all,
right? And that was a choice that we said we were doing. So it was like acknowledging it, even whether, you know, we're, you agree or disagree. We, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had a lot to say on her, on episode 2 of her podcast.
Yes, I listened to clips of it because I'm not going to give her the download, but I listened to it.
I'll be recapping it on my live today. I'm going live. I don't know what time I'm going to get this episode up, but. In case I get it up before then, I'm going live at 4 p.m. with Kendrick.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
I think that's it. We did a pretty good job. Okay. Well, love you guys. Mean it. Don't forget to follow Pia on TikTok and on Instagram.
Yes.
Have you changed your handle yet, or is it just still Pia JV?
It's still Pia JV. I might be rebranding. By the way, I want to say thank you to Emily, because Emily has been really guiding me. If you guys don't know, I'm trying to, with the goal of being a full-time content creator, I've started making TikTok videos multiple times a day, and Emily has been so kind to guide me. She, with all the other things that goes on with her stuff and in her life. So thank you, Emily.
You just needed a little direction, because you were going to try to do the other podcast, and I was like, just fuck that. It's too hard. That's hard. Don't do that. You're doing – she's covering – and Pia watches all the pop culture stuff, so follow her. She covers everything, guys. Okay. Love you guys. Mean it. See you next time. Bye.
Oh my God, that was my best bite yet.
It was. Thank you so much for watching and for listening to She Speaks Bravo with Emily Hanks. If you haven't already, would you mind leaving a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you listen? That would be amazing. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed and hit that bell so you don't miss an episode. And if you're looking for more content, more exclusive bonus content, check out the Patreon. I post 2 exclusive episodes a month, and I'm covering just the Bravo jams, like Classic Roni, Atlanta, and of course Vanderpump Rules. If you just want to support the show, head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaksbravo and buy me a coffee, or 2, or 5. We also have merch available at shespeaksbravo.com. Make sure you're following me on the social medias. I am She Speaks Bravo across all platforms. Thank you so much for any support you give the show, even if it's just listening. Appreciate you, love you, mean it. I'll see you soon.